Hello and welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, episode 58, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, usually known as Jabe. I kind of prefer Jabe on. It's weird. With me as always.
Yeah, you know, it's your boy Mike.
It's your boy Mike. It is Sunday, February 21st, 2016. Weather's actually great. I'm going to say the weather's great.
It's not snowing. Nice.
It's not -9.
Right? So it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's all we need. It doesn't have to be snowing, and it should definitely not be -9.
Oh, gosh, no.
So it's been a week. It has been a week. I have played a bunch of games.
Nice.
I picked up Halo 5.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Finally. Have not touched campaign. I played it on stream. The multiplayer, jumped into it. A little weird. Getting used to it.
Like control-wise or just...
Yeah, it's just because it's faster than Halo used to be. And the aim down the sights is a bit weird. And like the so when gotcha. Like because you've got that weird dash thing if you hit like the B button.
B, yep.
And so when you jump in the air and then aim down the sights, and it like suspends you with those like booster things.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, I disabled it. I shut that off.
Okay, I didn't know you could disable
somebody,
that.
After somebody was asking me in chat, I think it was Nanu was asking me. Shout out to Gaming Lag Podcast. He was like, can you shut that off? And I was like, you know, honestly, I never looked. And then I went into the menus, and it turns out you can disable that.
Cause nice to know.
For me, my problem was is I'm so used to following my shots in midair that, like, I would go to aim to follow, like, you know, your path of trajectory where, like, the enemies would be. So I would always aim down because I'd be aiming – or aim up because I'd be aiming with whatever movement I was doing, hoping that I would then bump into that person. And
gotcha.
When you don't, that kind of is weird.
Right.
So,
it's not for you. Gotta.
Yeah, like, I think that I should totally, you know, leave it on.
Basically, one of those mechanics, you should just try it for a little bit, and then if you really don't like it, then okay, keep it off.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel like in game it absolutely has advantages,
right?
Because it means that the person on the ground has to, you know,
like
they have to remember that I may fall or I may not fall if I aim while, you know, whatever. So and for me too, it also gives me the added benefit that I'm more stable hovering while taking a shot,
especially a
sniper shot or something. The other part about it that's not advantageous is that if I was trying to snipe someone and I said I'm going to jump for it and aim, I'm not going to keep moving to keep
shot
in motion. Right. So they may come out of my field of view and I might not be able to make that shot. So I think I'm just going to just not use it and just deal with not having that, you know, the minor pros and cons. But I'm curious to see, like, the Halo Championships were on Twitch the other day, and I probably should have watched it to see if they use it. Because I don't really watch professional esports competitions.
Think they did. I don't recall seeing someone using it.
That's the thing. Like, if they're not using it, then I shouldn't be using it, right?
If they turned it off, yeah.
So that was that.
Nice. Still playing Destiny at all, or?
I haven't
touched it.
Yeah, I did not jump back into Destiny. I really do, because I want some gear. So the last thing I did was the Crimson Doubles.
Okay, what's that?
That was Valentine's Day.
Okay, so was tower, that just it? Was it just the doubles tower again? Had, or
that tower was all rosy, and there was a quest line, and Crimson Doubles was 2v2 elimination. So basically, think like Trials of Osiris, but instead of 3v3, 2v2. Yeah. And you had the chance to get a chocolate ghost or a rosy ghost. So the rosy ghost was like a pink metallic. It looks actually pretty awesome. I have one. And then
Oh, dang.
the other ghost was a chocolate ghost. It looks like a chocolate.
Was it just for playing, or was it a drop? Like, if
It
you
was
eventually you.
a chance for a drop, and if you
Gotcha, gotcha.
played 7 matches, you were guaranteed a 320 ghost. It was random whether you got the cool one or the chocolate one. But you were if you played 7 matches, you were guaranteed
Either
to get
way, you would
one
get one. Oh,
from the
dang.
postmaster at some point. Yeah. So for me, I was like, well, hell yeah, that's an easy way. I can play 7 matches and lose and
Just
still
played
get a
then.
ghost. Luckily, I got one like the first or second match I had played with Sean Bartley, because he was streaming it and I was streaming it, and so we were playing teamed up. And like he was
Nice.
bummed out because I guess he hadn't got one. He'd played way more matches than I did. So,
Oh, and he did the drop.
yeah, so he's gonna get one at the end of the thing, because now it's over anyways. It ended on the 16th, but so he has one
Nice.
guaranteed. Whether or not it's the cool looking ghost remains to be
Right.
seen. I actually never asked him, because he would know by now, I think. And I should
Right.
actually jump in and pop to Postmaster just to see if my other one
See.
is there. Because I got a 276 ghost, so I'm going to need to infuse it up.
Use it. Yep.
But part of me is just like, I'd like to go in and do the raids, even if I don't even finish the raid, like just do it on hard mode to get the drops, like get the
Newest
first.
or just whatever.
What do you mean?
Like the, or not newest, I mean the King's Fall or
Yeah,
whatever it's
King's
called.
Fall.
Or,
Yep. Yeah, the new
okay.
one. Yeah, just do that, like hard mode. Because if you do the hard mode, King's Fall,
You still get the
you
drops.
get the double drops. You get the easy mode and the normal mode and hard mode drops. The normal mode's max 310. The hard mode, or I think it's max 310. Hard mode's max 320. So you have a chance to get like, doubles and stuff.
Right.
One, it's for infusion fuel. You can infuse up the weapons you like,
True. That's
or
true.
gear you like, and then, do I think it's gonna matter? Probably not,
Not there.
realistically, because it's like you assume Destiny 2 comes out, it will have new gear,
I'd
new
imagine.
stuff, and it won't matter because people will still probably play Destiny, but.
Would they like
Sure.
go back to the first one?
People play Halo 4.
That's true. I'm sure people still play. Yeah, that's right.
People
Yeah.
play Call I mean people are playing Call of Duty Advanced
That's
Warfare, so.
true. They still, and then people still probably play Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
All
So I would think the answer to that is probably yes. 'Cause there's also going to
right.
be a ton of people who just don't get Destiny 2 when it first comes out.
True. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. So that being said, that's my take with Destiny recently. I really do want to get back into it. Like I
Yeah, I
had
should probably
fun
start
playing
playing
it. It's
again.
just like it's so hard to get a group of people to do the raid.
Right.
You know,
No,
and
yeah.
like 90% of what's fun about the raid is like watching people get killed, or like rip some stupid joke in the middle of it, and then it's like, oh, that
Yeah,
was
see, yeah.
hilarious.
That's why I like raids better when they're not serious. Like, obviously we want to beat it, but I mean, when people aren't getting frustrated that because, oh, you Mike, you keep dying, like, dude, calm down.
Yo, stop dying. Why you dying, bro?
Calm down, bruh. I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to rush through it. Like, it's like if we have
Taking my
time, so
time.
let's go. Let's have a cool
What's up,
stroll.
girl? Taking my time on this
There
one.
we go. Yeah. But no, I mean,
Boom. Bacardi and Cola.
I'll play again.
Yeah. So
Play again.
that's my thing. I want to just but my problem is I want to play it just because I want to play something, Like
Right.
I just want to play a game of some kind, because
Yeah,
it's
because it
like
has been a while.
I don't know. I'm so kind of just we talked about it. I mean, I'm gonna keep harping on it, like this gaming drought that I've been in, and it's like,
Right.
Far Cry Primal is out on Tuesday. I don't care. Not
Meh,
interested.
meh, yeah.
I wasn't really interested in any of the Far Cries because they departed so far from the original story, which
The
we've
original.
I've told again. I'm not gonna go into it. The Far Cry series doesn't appeal to me anymore. Assassin's Creed never did.
Right.
You know, The Division.
I'm in the middle. I do want it, but I don't want it right away.
I really do want to like that game. And last night restored my faith a little bit.
I had fun last night.
Because we had enough time being cool in the DZ with people not
right.
actually killing us, where we were able exactly. to use, you know, the proximity-based chat to, like, talk to people at an extraction point and be like, yeah, we cool? Everybody cool? All right, you need to extract? We need to extract. Let's cover each other. We're good. We're cool. Everyone's cool.
Exactly.
You know, but I don't want to have to feel like that's a thing I need to do
every single time
I play the game, where I got to, like, carefully approach people and be like, hey, we cool? We cool?
Is everybody right, cool? No, yeah.
I just want to get this rifle that I found and extract it and not have, oh, I'm dead and you stole it, you dick.
Yeah,
you know?
Basically.
I don't want to do that. Or when we were all there and those rogue dudes showed up and started attacking, like, the five of us.
Right. You know? That was kind of
stupid. Because, again, like, they're going to take all your gear, extract it, then they're going to go bounce out, get that good gear, equip it, and it's like, you don't stand a chance.
Nope.
So,
basically.
I mean, and the beta ends today, and I probably will jump back into it tonight just to check out, because they gave everyone keys to open up random crates. So those DZ crates that I was like, oh, we're not high enough rank, you can now open them.
Oh.
You can open like three of them, I think.
Well, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm down.
It was funny. The post that they had put, and I don't think I'm going to be able to find it real quickly, because I'd like to read the thing that they put. So basically they put... Where was it? Oh, man. So the short story was that they had done this thing, and they must have checked how everyone had used it. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, so here we go. This was the beta daily brief from the 20th. And so here we go. Following the heated battles yesterday, you've now experienced the dangers of the cleaners firsthand. The cleaners being the ones that had the gas tanks with the flamethrowers.
Yeah.
We tanked, because it was awesome. You took down 275 million cleaners without hesitation. As a reward, every agent has received a fire kit that is filled with 3 incendiary bullets, 3 explosive bullets, 3 frags, blah, 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 blah. There was one agent who took it upon themselves and had a personal vendetta against the cleaners. SK. So this is cool. This, they put in the names of people who did this thing. And so SK Hazards killed 336 cleaners and will receive a unique reward for the extraordinary effort. However, some agents love the thrill, or they just like to play with fire. Hype X Sanity managed to take out 72 cleaners using only a shotgun. Now, I would like to know if I took out the most by hitting their tanks, because I would like to say that.
Oh, right. That you did some work.
Yeah,
do some work into
most of my shots were tank shots. So that was that. Where? How do I get back to this main beta thing to read these posts? Crap. Read more. Anyways, so there was a... Shoot, there was a post that said that everyone was going to get a thing to open those crates, and now I don't know where it is. But anyways, it was on the Division beta
thing.
blog thing they have going. Yeah. And basically it said that everyone who played gets 3 keys to go open those crates. Because my assumption is that most people did not level up enough to do it.
Right.
One of the things they specifically mentioned was that, you know, there was one player who... like helped a bunch of other people get extractions out, and then there was also somebody who failed and got killed like 10 times trying to extract. And I kind of wanted to be like, dude, that sounded like me the other night when I got killed repeatedly trying to extract,
right?
You know, and then by sheer luck nobody was extracting when I went to extract.
What luck?
Yeah, no NPCs and no random jerkbag character like players,
right,
came and attacked me.
That works.
So that was cool, and I was able to extract like a fucking backpack or something.
I had to jump back on for a little.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it again For sure, just because, you know, for me, I just, I haven't, it's just, I just, I want to play games with people. I don't, single player games don't, I mean, I like them, but it's just,
it's not your cup of
it's
tea.
More fun playing with other people. So it's like, it's one of those things I want to play Destiny because it's a game that I know a lot of people have.
True.
That I'm friends with. You know, it's just one of those things where, like, not everybody wants to play it, not everybody's around. So it becomes
Right.
a problem. It becomes a problem. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, right now I just need to get to Uncharted. I need to make it to
Oh.
April. You know, so I've got, so it's great because that's going to be PAX and then Uncharted 4.
Oh, yeah.
So
True.
I will cure my post-con depression with Uncharted 4.
It's true. Good
But
timing.
yeah, it's fantastic timing.
It's fantastic, yeah.
And if I'm lucky, I'll have a kick-ass blue PlayStation 4 and/or controller to go with it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can't see myself buying the PS4, but I'm hoping maybe I can like win one at PAX.
That'd be sweet.
Like maybe somebody will just be like, "Hey, you're Jaybon from that podcast, right?" And I'd be like, "Yeah," and they'll be like, "Here's this PlayStation.
Here's this. It's yours now.
It's yours. You congrats."
Sweet.
It's like I don't even want a fucking 20th edition anymore. Just give me the Uncharted one.
Yeah,
and I'll
pretty
get
sweet.
and get Neil to sign it, and
Oh.
I would just get everyone I know at Naughty Dog to sign it.
Right.
Be like, please, all of you, sign this.
What, the box or the system itself?
The system itself. I'd have them sign like the hard drive
Nice.
cover.
And I would just put that thing in like a, case and never use it.
Nah, just stick it right there and just put it where my as I say, stick it right there, like you guys can see my setup. Just put it where my PS4 is.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's like I yeah, it's like would I actually use it? I don't know, probably, but I'd want to put it up on the wall for sure.
Right, right,
You
right.
know, build a
Have it
custom,
display.
build some sort of
Probably display.
custom shelf.
Be cool.
Be like Eric Jensen, he's got his 20th anniversary. He had built like a nice shelf for it.
Thanks.
Eric Jensen, my friend over at Ben Studios.
Luis.
One of these days, they're gonna tell us what the hell is going on over there.
I hope
This whole
so.
time, they're gonna be like, "We haven't actually been making a game. We've been working on Sony's new like cell phone stuff." I don't know.
Right, it's like
They're
we don't
making
know.
the. They've been pioneering the new Vio.
No.
God, did you ever have a Sony Vio?
So
Ugh. The dream, my friend, the dream.
it's very much worth it.
Oh no, they were like super overpriced. There's just
Oh,
it was like
right. Yeah, those phones.
yeah, Sony Vaio PCs. My friend had a Windows 95 one. It was like, and it had the stupid what did they call it? The like iLink connector, which was like their version of Apple's FireWire. What a joke.
Yep.
And then of course that same port connector got put on the PS2, right? It was the two USB ports and then that. And it was like, what is this even for? What were the USB ports even for? Like
Right.
on the PS2, like what were people putting in there? Like it didn't
Yeah.
use thumb drives, it had
Right.
memory cards.
It's like that weird port
I'm
on the
thinking like the only thing that it needed was like microphones maybe for like or maybe like Guitar Rock
Wii.
Band or something. Guitar Band. Rock
Guitar thing.
Hero. Somebody should make a Steam game, Guitar Band. Rock Hero. And you're just a rock. Like literally you're a rock and you just like
That'd
I
be
don't yeah
funny.
I don't know I give up
Fair enough.
so anyway so The Division, it's coming out. I don't know that I'm gonna do it. It's 60, like I say it,
I
it's
want
60
it, but
bucks
I'm not getting it right away.
you know. I guess it
That's
really
tough.
depends on how much stuff there is to do without being forced into the DZ,
Season pass. Oh, yeah, that too.
because I'm nervous that I'm gonna go into the DZ and
Oh, blah,
because
blah.
it's going to happen, I'm going to have to play solo, right? And
True.
get destroyed.
Unfortunately.
You know, and have all this potential gear that I've found stolen. Or just the simple fact that you get punished. Like, the DZ punishes you and rewards rogue players. Like, yeah, if I kill a rogue agent, I get double XP. But if they kill me, they get experience. And I lose experience and money. Like, why am I losing? Why am I getting punished by not only being killed, losing any gear I've found because I drop it, and then losing experience and money when a person who goes rogue kills me? Why am I the one
Oops.
being punished for that?
That's pretty much unfair because you're trying to be fair and help people, and then some dude
Even if I wasn't trying to
decides.
help people and I was just trying to do my own thing, like I
Right.
should, like I'm being punished. So what you're telling me is if I get the game and I'm one of the first people to get the game into my console, jump into the DZ, level up, get a ton of gear, I can just roam the DZ, kill
Right.
people, take their shit,
I think
extract it
essentially they're
myself,
saying, don't be a
and then
bitch.
I'll be gaining more experience and making it harder for those people to level up at all because I'm killing them and taking their stuff and they lose experience for it.
Right, basically.
Like the definition of uncool. You are rewarding players in the most
For being an
inefficient
ass
way.
hat.
Yeah. Not a fan.
Fair enough. But yeah, I guess there's the whole thing. Oh, well, just avoid the dark zone. But then what do? You know? Because
Right.
if
I
you
mean, I
don't
assume
have
there's
enough
probably
gear,
missions that require you to be in the dark zone.
dark
And even
zone.
if there aren't, I just imagine that there are times when you might just want to go into the dark zone because there's
Right.
definitely better gear.
Right. You want to see what you can get.
You know, way more NPCs depending on where you end up than what I ever found in the PvE sections. So, and
Screw.
again, obviously we've got we have such a small sample of the game world in and of itself that could play a
Mean,
part into it, but
they
it's
could change. I mean, they could essentially change it before release, but I mean, it's so close to release, I doubt it.
yeah. So I don't know how that's gonna play out because especially for people who don't necessarily have friends and they're gonna be playing this game primarily solo,
They're going
no
to be
way, man.
it's like, oh, why is that guy attacking me?
Yeah, like you're just not gonna have a fun time in the DZ. And that's what
Right.
I think you'd ultimately want to be it. There's more action.
True. It is true.
You know, it'll end up being
Just
like
want the
Destiny,
gear.
whereas
You want
like,
the.
you know, all I'm doing in Destiny was, you know, patrolling Cosmodrome and running public events.
Vents,
Except the
yeah.
difference is in the
Won't
public
shoot at
event,
you.
if I get an exotic engram drop, nobody's gonna kill me and take it.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
Right?
Thank you, Bungie, for not doing that.
Yeah. You know,
Oh man, okay,
when
now
people like to ram their sparrows into you, like this time they'd be killing you.
yeah, it's true.
You know? So it's like there's parts of that that I don't like that aspect of the gameplay, and I think that would I think it would ruin it for a lot of people, so
Oh yeah, especially if you're one person that you don't really research games a lot, like you don't really go to IGN, Kotaku, whatever, or Disconnect Gamers. You don't really go to that stuff, and you're just kind of like, oh.
That was a classy slide right in there. Ah, if
And,
you don't check out this
whoops.
podcast, you might have
But,
heard of.
you know, they're like, oh, Division. Case looks cool. I'm gonna pick it up. And then they run into the Dark Zone. They're like, why is that guy killing
I
me?
feel like people really don't do that
Yes.
anymore though. I
No, they
feel like
don't.
it's so unlikely. Although when I was at when I was at Halo the other day, when I was at Target picking up Halo.
You
So we're gonna segue into story time with J Bond, you know, which is basically always. So the other day I'm on the internets, www.gamestop.com, and I'm like, all right, Halo 5, new $59.99, get fucked, GameStop. So then I'm like,
no.
all right, BestBuy.com, Halo 5, $59.99, bite me, Best Buy. And then I'm like, all right, the Walmart's gotta have it. Halo 5, $59.99. So I'm like, what? Dat roll. I go to Target.com. Halo 5. Temporary price cut, $38.99. And I'm like, hell yeah, I can do $38.99. I can
Yeah,
swing
you
that.
got
I can swing for the fences. So I go ahead and I get in my 6.4 and I cruise over to Target.
word, word.
Go into Target, go to the game section, which is totally different now. It's weird. It's like they call it like the, what do they call it? Like the entertainment area.
Yeah.
the entertainment section now, and it's like cameras, TVs, computers, and video games and CDs, like, and DVDs all in one. And it's just, it's confusing because I don't like change. And so I go and I'm like looking for the game and I'm like, oh, Halo 5, boom, there it is. Because then I'm going to, I always go find it and then I go get the person. And I go and it's like $59.99 on the shelf. And I'm like, well, that's not right.
Right.
So I go find the Target guy and I'm like, hey, Target guy, it says on the website that it's $38.99. And he's like, all right, let me look in my Target provided iPod Touch thing that has a barcode scanner. And so he types in the barcode and it comes up $59.99. And he's like, and you said this is on our website? And I was like, yes. So he's like, all right, hold on. So he goes on his machine and he types in target.com, searches Halo 5, sees that it's $38.99. And he's like, I can do this. I can just, it's on the website. So I, and he's like, I'm assuming he's thinking because maybe I like saved the web page on my phone and like, and like doctored it or something, which is fine. Whatever. He's checking it on his device. If it's $39.99 on his device, we're cool.
Just making sure it's legit.
Cause like, that's not me anyways. So, I was going to say something and I'm just not going to, but I'll tell you later. Cause I don't want to cause a kerfluffle or a scuff. Is it kerfluffle? Is that the term?
I think it's the term.
Whatever.
We'll go with it.
So whatever. So he goes over and he gets it. When I went to originally look at the games, it was a father with a son, son probably 15, 16, maybe, looking at games. And his dad was just kind of like doing the thing, like, just get one, right? Because he's like, which one do you want? And the kid's just like, well, I don't know. I just – and the dad's like, we're here. Just pick one. I'm going to buy it. Like, who cares? Like, clearly the father wanted him to get one. And it felt like I was getting the feeling that the kid didn't want him to get him a game. Like, maybe – I think I didn't get the feeling that it was like a money's tight situation. I got the feeling more that like maybe he'd had a birthday or like maybe he'd already had, maybe he has a ton of games and he just didn't want him to get. So whatever. So he's like, so, well, I want it to be multiplayer. And he's like, okay, well, which ones are multiplayer? He's like, well, that rules out Fallout. He's like, okay, well, what about, you know, all the other like games on the shelf? And, so whatever. So at that point, that was when I went and got the Target guy. And then he went over with me to get the game. And so he opens it up. And the father's like, hey, you know what? Give me a copy of that, too. Because he's like, that's multiplayer, right? And the son's like, yeah. And he's like, well, this kid's getting it. So, and I wanted to be like, well, it's Halo. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's not right, like it's right,
gonna
right.
It's not going to be terrible.
No.
I felt bad. I maybe should have been like, what games do you like? Like, I happen to know a decent amount about games. I can help you out.
Right.
But I was just kind of like, nah, it's cool. So,
not my problem.
So the guy brings me over to the counter. He's got the copy of the other kid. And so he
price matched.
Matches Halo 5 for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he price matched it for the other guy. And I think that's kind of shitty.
Which I'm assuming the other guy was like, hey, whoa, you did that for him. Why you not do it for me?
Well, because he didn't say anything when he rang me out when he price matched it. He just kind of did it because we'd already had the price matching discussion as he went to get me the game. So he wasn't going to like re-mention that he'd price matched it. So I don't think the father and son combo ever heard that I was getting it price matched. Now, and as a person who happens to have been in the business ownership standpoint, I understand where he might have been coming from. There's two sides to this coin. There's the one side where he could opt to price match it for that father-son combo, even though they didn't mention it, because I happened to be getting the same thing ahead of him, and I had a price match for me, right? But that's him making that judgment call. The other side of the coin is that Target's policy on price matching, as I assume most other stores, is more likely than not, if the customer does not specifically ask, the customer does not get it.
True. Fair enough.
Which is totally, I get it. It's fair. It sucks for him because he would have paid $20 more for that game when he didn't have to. But that was my whole issue with that. And that was like a whole separate dilemma from just purchasing the game at all. Because I do, like, I feel for that guy. Because, like, that's $20. That's, that's, you know, 30% of the game. 33% of the game if it's 60, 20, 20, 20. But, But it's like, it's one of those things where, like, I didn't think it was my place to be like, hey, I hope you price match it for these guys.
Right.
Because I don't want to be the guy who then gets, like, kicked out of Target for trying to save
right,
the guy $20. And also because I don't work at Target. I don't know their policy. Maybe the policy is if the customer does not specifically mention a price match and have a thing to compare it to, they don't get it.
Right.
And because I'm anal about checking all these things that, like, I knew it was $38.99. I had it on my phone when I went in. And when I saw that it wasn't the right price on the shelf, I immediately just went and found a person and was like, hey, can you check this? Because if it wasn't, if the price wasn't $38.99 and they weren't going to match it, I was leaving. I was just not going to buy. Like, one, I know some people be like, dude, you're going to drive all the way over there. It's less than like 3 miles to Target.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And if I wanted to, at that point, I could have gone to, like, there's a Target, a GameStop, a Walmart, Sears. I'm trying to think what else is nearby. There's another GameStop, like a town over. Like, I could have gone anywhere else and bought it. So, like, sure. If it wasn't $38.99, on principle, I probably would have just been like, I'm out. Peace.
Right, whatever.
And then I would have paid the $59.99 somewhere else. That said, they price matched it. It was cool. This is why I like buying games at Target. They have a good selection, at least at my Target. They have a good selection. They usually have the accessories. Not that I ever buy them, except for when I first got my Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that. I needed a controller. But I do appreciate, one, the Target's proximity to me because it's super close by. They've pretty much always had the games in stock that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they run those buy two, get ones. Or,
oh, yeah, right. Know, or whatever.
Or just the random temporary price cuts on Halo 5 for $38.99.
Yeah, the Tomb Raider was on sale not too long after it released.
Yeah. So that was my segue into how I got Halo 5, and then my questioning Target and their price matching, which I think it's more just if the customer doesn't ask for it, the customer doesn't get it.
Right, the customer wouldn't get it.
You know,
it,
and it's not necessarily the employee's place to be like, hey, they, you know, I had to price match it for him, so I'm just going to price match it for you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the nice thing to do because the customer would then be like, oh, awesome. But at the same time, it does then remove the element of the customer needing to be aware that the price was different. You know?
Right.
I think because obviously he didn't, obviously the guy
didn't know
the price was different.
No.
It was a temporary
like
price cut on the website. He had to look it up himself.
Right.
So that was that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've only played multiplayer in Halo 5, and it's cool. It's nice to have something different to play, another actual full mm-hmm. game on Xbox. Because pretty much at this point, it's been the Gigantic Beta, which is Gigantic is a MOBA, for those of you who don't know. And if you happen to be interested in the game and you want codes, you should tweet us, because we have codes. But... yeah, it's been the Gigantic Beta, which has been really fun, and then Fortified, which is also really fun, especially if you just do quick match. But I was, oh man, I quick matched and was in with these kids.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Kids, man. I can't listen to them on the mic, but like you have to, because like when they're screaming because they need help at their base because they just can't play the game well.
Right.
You want to rip your teeth out.
That's right. On my way.
So I remember the dudes that like they're just the balls and they roll to the mm-hmm. base and then they spring out the legs and then they just shoot at the base, right? And they're really hard to kill. So mm-hmm. yeah, that was the thing that was like these two kids' problem, and it was every single time I was like, oh my god, it's the big thing, it's the big thing, oh my god, it's the big thing, I need help, 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 and I'm like, ah. And it's like, you know, we got to the point where, like, he would start screaming and I would just run over there, or I'd be paying attention to the radar and stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be trying to do damage to it before it got to the thing.
Right.
Not waiting for it. That was another thing that was frustrating. Like, none of the people in my lobbies understood, mm-hmm. like, the concept of damage over time. So they would put all their base. They would put all their base defenses like right at the base, and I'm like, guys, you put them
No.
further out so they take damage while they're coming to you. So now when the enemies get to you, they at least have had some damage chipped away at them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, so you always build your defenses further out. Like, yeah, sometimes it's nice to have something at the tail end just because you need time to get there if you happen to be covering another thing, if you have like a multi-base defense or whatever. But like, yeah, it was just interesting to say the least. So that was that. That was one of the last times I played. Because I got to like we were on like level 8 or something, and it's absurd. Like, it's really hard. There's a
Okay.
giant space robot boss.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's huge. It basically sets off like a shockwave that just kills you if you're in it.
Damn.
But it like you have to knock its shield down, and then it kneels, and then attack it. But then the shield comes back up. Like, you got to get like two solid hits on it to take it out. We never took it out. But again, they never put defenses in its path, so like it just walked right up to the base, you know.
Just destroyed, destroyed, destroyed.
Pretty much, yeah. But it was like without a solid team of four and good
Basically
communication,
screwed.
I can't see match being in match made and getting past that. Unless you happen to have like all like high level people that have like the best perks unlocked for
Perks,
like
yeah.
defenses and stuff, it just doesn't seem likely.
Is
That
there anyone
said,
else
it was
we know that
cool.
has?
Not that I know of,
Okay, well then
unfortunately.
never mind then.
Yeah, I know the two of us have it, and then that's
So
I
yeah, if
think
we can
it.
get two more people to get it, then we'll have to stream and have like a four player stream or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that was so it's just been Go Gigantic. Gigantic, Fortified, and then Halo 5 on Xbox. PlayStation
Nice.
4. Like I said, I did the Crimson Doubles, and then I did Division Beta, and then yeah. So PS4 has just been, like I was saying, Destiny, Crimson Doubles, Division Beta. I jumped back into Adventures of Pip to clean up some of the. I was gonna clean up some trophies, and I don't think I'm gonna platinum it because I just don't really care that much. And
Don't care.
I still didn't even platinum Destiny. I got to do Flawless Raider. Still haven't done it. But every once in a while, I jump into Drive Club and just kind of race around. But pretty much, I would say. It was Destiny, it was the Division Beta, and then I want to say that that's kind of it. Oh, well, Dying Light, actually, that's not true. I don't want to throw
I'll say
shade
yeah,
at
anything.
Dying Light. I've been playing that. I've got one Let's Play up on YouTube of that, an introduction. The only thing I realized was, so it won't let me make a second save file for the DLC. And I think it's because I don't have a second story file to go with it. So what I did was I just started my save file. You can restart from the different mission, so I restarted from the first mission.
Oh.
The only problem is that it skipped that initial cutscene. So like I jumped into the game and was like, I'm like, I feel like I was supposed to be showing you guys this long cutscene about a dude with a piece of his eye, you know, he's missing an eye. And then like when I started playing the game, I was like, yep, it totally didn't play that cutscene intro again. I'm like, so you might be a little lost, but let me try and fill you in. So I've been like in the process of trying to redo those missions, but I also did a couple more Punch Club Let's Plays. But turns out when you capture 1080p video, like with my new capture card, big shout out to AverMedia. They didn't give me one, I had to buy it, but the card is awesome, so I'm gonna give my thumbs up to them. Those
Nice.
files are huge.
Oh,
And my computer was like, what do? Why? So I don't like it, one of those things where like the thought of having to go through the rendering process again for those the like Dying Light videos and really any like PlayStation content. is kind of like making me weary of doing it again. It takes so long.
Ouch.
It's like it took like 2 hours to render a 37-minute video.
Wow.
Like a full 2 hours. You know, one, it doesn't help that I have the old version of Final Cut, and two, it doesn't help that my computer is old. So
basic poop.
Yeah, it just, well, it just takes a long time. It's not like the computer's, it's just, you know, the rendering time
is right.
A combination of the power of the software and, you know, it's an external hard drive that it's using. I'm using as a scratch disk because my current laptop hard drive is basically maxed, and that slows it down a little bit. And it is what it is. If the new version of Final Cut Pro would eliminate a lot of my rendering issues because it kind of like renders on the fly, but yeah, that's the thing. I mentioned it before. I don't want to talk about it again. The only other thing I was going to say is that tomorrow is the last day. February 22nd is the last day for PlayStation, which is totally a random segue, but it's the last day for your PlayStation Plus Vote to Play. They're doing another one of those, you know, vote for the game you want for free next month.
If it's not Broforce, get out.
Yeah, so there's Action Hank, Assault Android Cactus, and then Broforce. Yep. And yeah, I have Broforce on Steam, so I mean, I don't care one way or the other.
Right.
I bought it on Steam, but
I have a poop PC, so I'm gonna kind of need it on PS4.
Yeah, exactly. If it's on, if Broforce is the game we get, then I'm totally cool with it. Assault Android Cactus, meh. But
yeah.
Action Hank would be okay if that is the one that wins.
Right.
So. And right now it is kind of like between Action Hank and Broforce. I don't think Assault Android Cactus really had a shot at it. So that was like the only kind of thing that I was going to say. But the problem is by the time I post this, the polls will probably be closed.
This
is going to go live tomorrow morning, and it's going to end sometime tomorrow morning as well. So I suppose it doesn't matter. I have failed you. Well, hey, what about you? Games.
Oh, too much Digimon. Way too much Digimon. That's all I've been playing is that, and then Street Fighter V, which...
That's good.
Oh, it's so good. I understand the whole dynamic of Street Fighter. Like, yes, it's not a full game. They don't have all the modes. Well, the online wasn't working temporarily, but it works perfectly now. You can jump in a match. You can jump in a lobby. There's no Master Chief situation with that. But I know, I understand it's bare bones.
Bare bones in the sense, like, so what... I never played Street Fighter, so, like, what's missing that people would want?
See, I don't even know. I think it's just new planned modes they have.
Okay.
Because normally, I think normally there's an arcade mode, which they don't have yet.
Okay.
So they have story mode and a challenge mode that they're going to add, I think, next month. A store they're going to add next month to buy costumes, mm-hmm. characters, colors. And then I'm assuming they're going to add arcade mode, which was always the standard mode for Street Fighters. You pick a character and you fight through stages of each fighter, whatever, and then done, you know. And I think they said they had planned modes, which I guess I lied. I'd have to find the article another time for you to post it. But they do have like a planned, they have a set plan for what they're going to release, you know, for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're not telling us, hey, we'll tell you when we tell you. Like, no, this is what we have for this month. This is the character, you know, this is the costumes,
so
whatever.
Doing it like how Mortal Kombat did it? Or, I mean, in theory, Mortal Kombat made you
in
pay
theory.
For the extra characters, but.
No, you don't. Well, you can pay with in-game currency. It's not like it's actual DLC where, like I think the only DLC they had outside of the game is the season pass, which you don't have to buy if you don't want to. Mm. You can separately buy those characters in-game with the currency.
Oh, okay.
But I just whatever I, you know. I have extra money, so I was like, whatever, I'll buy the season pass. Six extra characters with in-game money I don't have to spend, you know? So I can buy the newer characters that I won't get
season
pass.
So it was
pass.
Like Blacklight Retribution, right? Where you could use zombie coins or you could use in-game currency.
Yeah, and the more you play story mode and other stuff, you earn
Earn
NPC.
it.
Yeah, so you could buy more characters.
Now, what about this digital monsters?
Oh, it's
How
so
many
good.
hours would you say you have?
Oof.
30, 40,
Oh, way more than that, at
100,
least.
hundo, a cool hundo.
In game, it says 70, but I feel like it's more than 70. Like, way more than 70. Because I've been
Have you
doing this
beaten
whole
it, or have
time.
you?
No, not yet. I've just
Okay.
been grinding to get all the Digimon that I want. So,
How many Digimon are there? Are there 151?
over 200 something,
Okay.
I think,
Were there
is what they said.
always 200 something, or have Digimon, like Pokemon, they
Yeah,
just
it's the same
added?
thing. There's a whole bunch of. I don't think there's as many Pokemon or Digimon as our Pokemon, but this one they were like, okay, we're going to keep it to the standard ones that you know. We're not going to add a whole bunch of random, fucking ice cream cone like Pokemon.
Vanilla Knight.
Yeah, that stupid bullshit. It's
Hey,
this
did
is
you
the
know
ones
that
you.
that's the only Pokemon designed by an American?
Seriously?
Yep.
Well, that was dumb. It was really dumb.
Yeah. As far as I know, at that t or at least at the time, Vanilla Knight was the only Pokemon designed by an American. The rest were all designed by Japanese people.
Whoever told him it was a good idea lied to him.
Why didn't
Sorry.
you make Charizard?
Why couldn't you made one of the cool ones?
Yeah, why isn't one called like Electrolyte and it's shaped like a
It's like catering
Gatorade
bottle. It's capitalism.
Yeah, like what, like you know, root Among Us, and it's like a tree. Tree Azord, tree Azard,
On.
tree get you.
Just tree, electric
It's an
tree.
electric tree.
Okay.
Like Blue's Clues. Fucking Jesus.
Oh,
I'm
God.
too ti I'm tired. I haven't slept in a long time. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like dumb Pokemon names now. Like Vitamin Pokemon, and it's just like
That should be the name of this episode, is dumb Pokemon
dumb
names.
Pokemon names.
Some people are
Done.
like, what? What?
Done.
And then that'll get them to watch it because they're like,
Headset at
really?
you.
It's like, is that all they talk about? Is dumb Pokemon names?
Yeah.
Water bottle chew.
Yeah, like iPodosaurus.
Just like everything American, like McDonald's.
iPodamon.
Just a
And then it would
bulbous.
be and then it was so no, see, here's the thing, right? The first one would be like it would be like iPod Shuffle. Right, and then it evolved,
Yes.
and then your iPod and Shuffle evolved into iPod Touch, and then it evolved into iPhone.
The plus.
iPhone-azard, yeah, iPhone-azard Plus.
Plus, that's the mega. That's the mega form, is iPhone plus six.
Yeah. Oh my
Oh,
God. And then it became iWatch,
I
or
watch,
what,
yeah.
whatever the hell it is. Just name it after trucks. Ranger, Rangers, Rangermon,
Jermon, Tahomon,
Tahomon,
giant.
Suburbanite, and
Yeah,
then
Suburban.
it would just
A
be like,
flying
looks like it
truck.
just looks like a, it's a flying truck, yeah,
Yeah.
flying SUV.
Oh,
Oh
man.
God, it used recline. It used air. Oh my God, no! It would be perfect because one of the attacks could be air ride. Because they have air ride suspensions, and it would
Error
be like a
suspension.
play on like air raid. Fuck,
Yeah.
genius. Oh, and it could use horn, which would be intimidate. Oh, boom.
Oh, rolling instead of roll out.
Yeah, and it could have some sort of attack that is like the backup camera, like so
Yeah.
if you hit it with like a sandstorm, it just uses the backup camera to see, so it still has attacks that hit.
That'd be
You know,
awesome.
because like every time you get sandstorms, like, oh, your Pokemon used this attack. It missed. Thanks. Sandstorm was like 10 moves ago. I'm not
Right?
blind anymore, right? It's
Damn it.
bullshit.
Stupid.
Yeah. So, Suburbanite, totally.
Sold.
Suburbanite, and then Electrolyte. Flashlight. I'm just like looking at things in my room, like cordless phone tonight.
For the night, remote
Marker,
night.
Markermon. It's just a marker.
Literally, it's a
Pencil,
scratch board.
Pencilmon.
Mousemon.
Yeah, and Mousemon becomes Ratmon, then Ratmon becomes Catmon. I don't know.
Man. I think we should just end it there. Before we just keep going.
Endomon. It's just a Pokemon that's just like a shape. Doesn't have a face. No face mon.
Face. Shape.
Anyways. Follow us on Twitter at the DGCast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/thedgcast. If you search the DGCast, it'll show up, but that's the direct link to it. Because there are two the DGCasts.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the one that the kids that don't use it at all. They also have the Twitch, the DGCast, that they don't use.
Use.
And they never messaged me back when I messaged them like over a year ago. So we are twitch.tv/DGCastTV for those of you that want to catch the streams. Because I stream pretty often. I'm trying to, again, once I get my sleep schedule back, I'm going to try and stream again consistently, like at the same time. You know, 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours. I find that's the sweet spot.
Solid.
Solid stream. It's enough time that people can jump in, you know, because they might not get the email right away or they might not see the tweets. But then they might be going through the timeline and be like, yo, J Bond is streaming? Oh, I'm gonna catch this.
Sweet.
What it do? And then yeah, so you know, obviously I don't post YouTube videos every day because pff, my computer would implode. Create a black hole.
Hole, yeah.
But so that's where you can find us. If you want to follow me personally on Twitter, it's at so after I said. Mike, you are at mtongue1.
And G1, yep.
And that's gonna do it for episode 58. Again, if you've been with us since the beginning, awesome. Thank you. If you're new, welcome, welcome in. Strap yourself in, get buckled up, and enjoy the ride. You can listen to all the back episodes on our website at thedgcast.com. And I think like episode like 20 through obviously current episodes are on YouTube. And then obviously everything is on iTunes as well. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us a review. If you're on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Throw a comment beneath. And if you're checking it out on the website, that's awesome too. Go to youtube.com and give us a thumbs up on the
Give
YouTube
it
video.
thumbs
But yeah, that's gonna be it for today. So we will catch you guys and girls
up on the flip.